The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? John Chapman here, live from Levi's. Just finished up practice. You can hear the awesome train in the background. It's what it is. And I really thought, you know, I'm going to get into a lot of things, just like notes and whatnot that I went through. I got 3.5 pages, which is going to be fun. My overall takeaways of today's practice and just kind of overall camp in general, man, it had a completely different feel than any point in time last year. Not necessarily in a good or a bad way. It was just a different feel. Whenever you just look at the order of practice, was vastly different. You know, they went team super early. They went team long. Then they did special teams. Then they went back to more team. There wasn't really a game or, you know, I was at every single training camp last year. There wasn't one that had this same layout. And to kind of exemplify that even further, all the stars were involved. Debo had a ridiculous amount of team reps. CMC had a ridiculous amount of team reps. At one point during the second half of team, you had Fred Warner throwing Christian McCaffrey to the ground. And it was just like, oh. But the intensity level, the competition level, the chippiness, George Kittle throwing the ball at Fred Warner and vice versa. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Like, if somebody had the idea of quote-unquote Super Bowl hangover, we'll have to wait and see. But if you watch this training camp practice, there is no way you're like, man, these guys are definitely feeling down and out or they're tired or anything like that. Like, everybody was out there going at it. And, I mean, there were several times, even the, you know, one thing that was just kind of funny. Obviously, there's no pads on. You're not supposed to go to the ground. You're not supposed to do those things. Those aren't a positive. But at one point, it was just a kind of check down pass to Juwan Jennings in the slot off the left side. And Renardo Green, the nickel at the time, you know, shoots up, kind of wraps up Juwan Jennings. Play supposed to be done. And Jennings does what Jennings does best and kind of judo, you know, arm shoulder throw, throws the rookie like 5 yards and then scampers upfield. And it's just like, welcome to the NFL, Rook. Like, pads aren't on, but you better bring it. It's not like Renardo Green was like upset or injured. Everybody kind of just went about their business, but there were just several times where it was like, ooh, man, they're bringing the physicality. They're bringing all of those things out. And so it was an interesting practice. It really, really was. It was a lot of fun just seeing a lot of fans and stuff and all the faithful out there. That's awesome. The community support, that's awesome. And so let's go through just a couple things that I got. And, you know, we're going to be doing a Zoom hangout session tonight, 5:30 p.m. for all of our Jerry Rice tier Patreon members and above, the 49ersrush.com, where you get access or Patreon page. And I'm just going to read through my notes and answer your questions about training camp. That's going to be 5:30 p.m. tonight. And if you haven't done that yet, go check it out. It's an absolute blast. Build a community, build friendships, get to know other people. It's your time. And again, some people just kind of mute their screen and turn off their camera and watch. Some people participate, and the relationships have just built. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So the 49ersrush.com, go check that out. Now, starting defensive rotation, I thought most things were relatively simple. The front four, Bosa, Collins, Hargrave, Floyd. All right, no big deal there. But the linebackers, you had Fred Warner. He was at Mike, no shock. Then you had Devondre Campbell at the wheel, that Greenlaw spot. And I really thought DFF was going to be out there, but he got banged up yesterday. Curtis Robinson took almost all the first team snaps. I even did the who is 36 like three times. And so Curtis Robinson getting all the first team reps at that third linebacker spot. You look at corners, you got Charvarius Ward on the outside, Diamador Lenore. Whenever they went to the nickel package, Isaac Yiadom stepped in, Demo kicked inside. And I just got to be really honest. Isaac Yiadom is for real. That dude, the Niners corner room in general, it's pretty awesome. That Rocky Sin had a good day. Daryl Luter had a huge interception in team. There are a lot of positives. Oh, look at this.
Mind if I crash the party?
We got royalty. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good, man.
Oh, so good to see you. So good to see you.
No. You know, he's the best. So. Oh,
God, so good to see you.
You guys are at the right place. I was hoping to see you. I saw you up there, and I was like,
We'll catch up. How cool is that, man? Freaking celebrity walking. That's awesome. She's the best. So the cornerback room is really good. Daryl Luter Jr. had a huge interception in team against Juwan Jennings. You know, probably one of the defensive highlights. And it kind of stinks that, you know, Juwan Jennings was running a fade route. That just ain't what he does. And so I get it. He was filling in as an outside receiver and rotating in the slot. So Jennings got a lot of work today. But, man, they threw a fade to him. And Daryl Luter Jr. picked it off. It was awesome. The very next rep where Jennings was outside, they ran a comeback route and, you know, caught it with 5 yards cushion. And there's things Jennings can do. There's things he can't do. Running the fade, that ain't his jam. But the cornerback room is good, is really good. Couple negatives from the room. Didn't see Samuel Womack get any snaps inside. Didn't see Chase Lucas really get any work at all. So it kind of seems like, you know, you look at that nickel rotation, it's Diamador Lenore, it's Renardo Green. Those are kind of the guys that they want to fulfill that role. I think Chase Lucas will factor into that at some point. Now you look at the backfield, the safety, Jair Brown and George Odom. Those were your ones all day. The number three safety, it was Malik Mustafa, who was awesome. He just looks the part. He really, really does. So him and Taylor Hawkins took the Bravo group. Now, just a couple things about, you know, rotating and whatever else. Second defensive line, Yetur Gross-Matos, Kevin Givens, Jordan Elliott, and Austin Bryant. You know, you look at the linebackers. Jalen Graham was the backup mic. He was making the calls when Warner was not in there. Zeke Turner was the backup Will with D Winners, and they kind of rotated. When they went team, it was a little bit more Zeke early. So that seems to be a healthy competition there between D Winners and Zeke Turner. But D Winners looks incredible. And then Tatum Bethune was the backup Sam number three guy. Now, offensively, I think the number one shocker had to be Danny Gray. He was the starting X wide receiver, the Ayuk role, right? So you got Ayuk out. We saw Ricky Pearsall. I put a couple clips of him running on the sideline. He got almost every single first team rep at the X wide receiver spot. Not bad either. He did have one drop, created a lot of space. Looks like he's the fastest player on the field. It doesn't really look close. Like, that dude is fast. Now, am I sitting here telling you, like, all right, you know, Danny Gray's going to be a guy or whatever else? I don't know. I don't know. Dude's got, like, one catch in his entire career, right? But I am telling you this. He's not a bad football player by any stretch. And I know I can say it, and you guys can't see it, and that's okay. Last year's training camp, Danny Gray was good. Got injured, lost his job, sat the whole year because of the injury. He looks good. Made a couple really good catches, creates a lot of separation. And the funny thing was, like, where I was on the side, the interception route to Jennings was opposite field, right? So the wide receiver that was to my side was Danny Gray, and he ran the fade. It was fades to the outside on both sides. He had three steps on his corner. I don't remember who the corner was. Like, he burnt his corner. But the quarterback's first read was to the right to Juwan Jennings, you know, lobbed a pass up. I mean, if you just read to the left, you got to go by the playbook and, you know, the formations and where you're supposed to read first. But it was like, man, you got Jennings on one side and Gray on one side. Both are running fades. You kind of picked the wrong way there. it's what it is. Now, I don't want to – I'm seeing a lot of Ronnie Bell comments coming through. Ronnie Bell didn't have a bad day. He's playing multiple spots. He's playing the slot, and he's playing the Debo role, which I do like. I also do like that he's not playing near as much X. Last year
– Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
Danny Gray got hurt. They shifted Ronnie Bell to that X role. And I don't think that's his strength because he's not a vertical separator. He made a lot of really good plays today. Probably the negative the punt returners, there were three and a half, if you want to count Kyle Juszczyk, who always finds his way in there to field a couple punts. But you had Trent Taylor. You had Jacob Cowing. This whole show could be called the Jacob Cowing Effect. Great day today. And you had Ronnie Bell. Those were your three punt returners. They had two separate sessions. Again, today was a weird feel. Like you had Indy special teams, Indy specs to start practice. And then halfway through practice, they went back and did more Indy specs with a kickoff coverage emphasis instead of a kickoff return emphasis. So that was interesting. But, there we go. We got a ball coming our way. But anyway, all the punt returners looked really, really good, including Ronnie Bell. But there were only two muff, you know, punts the entire practice, and they both were Ronnie Bell. Jacob Cowing fielded every single one clean. Trent Taylor fielded every single one clean. Trent Taylor looked great. Jacob Cowing, though, that dude is a problem in the best possible way. He is the most calm, cool, collected punt returner that I've seen. Now, having said all those things, I do not want a rookie punt returner. You know, I'm not going to change my tone from last year when it was Ronnie Bell back there to Jacob Cowing. I think Jacob Cowing is the long-term answer there. I don't want him to be back there early on this year. Hopefully Trent Taylor wins that. I was shocked Danny Gray wasn't back there. Danny Gray was working with the Gunners, which if you go back to the time Danny Gray's rookie year, that dude was playing at an elite level as a punt gunner, but he didn't get any punt return work. So we'll see at some of the other training camps I'm going to be at. Hopefully he rotates and gets some snaps there because, again, I think that he could be that guy. I really, really do. The speed is – I'm telling you, Danny Gray's the fastest person on the field today, period. And it's the eye test. It's just how consistent it is. I mean, it's not even close. That dude – I'm not even a Danny Gray fan, but you look at it and it's just like, okay, this is different than all the others. Yeah, I don't even think it's close. Now, other things that I thought were interesting offensively. Burford took all first team reps at right guard again. Now, John Feliciano, he played everywhere. He got snaps at left guard, center, right guard today. But Burford was the clear number one guy. And Chris Forster's talked about the most talented guard that they have on this roster is Spencer Burford. He's the most talented. He's just got to get more consistent. So how do you get more consistent? You got to get those reps. John Feliciano, this dude's a 10-year vet. He is what he is. So you can move him around. So I kind of like the plan they're at. I don't think, you know, I'm not sure if you had to ask me who's going to start at right guard week one. Hopefully they rotate series. I'd be okay with that. The long-term plan is for Spencer Burford to be that guy. Obviously, the Super Bowl issue that we saw, that's still there. You don't like that. Ben Bartsch, also, you know, he was the next up at center. Nugent, you saw Nick Sakel get snaps. John Feliciano get snaps. So the depth at center is pretty solid. Now, one of the things that was interesting, Dominique Pooney only at right guard the whole time. He was the backup right guard behind Burford. That I was shocked. I thought he'd be more left guard behind Banks. Wasn't the case. Over there, you saw Zakel, you saw Bartsch, you saw Feliciano, you saw all those guys at left guard. Right guard, you just saw Dominique Pooney, number 77. And the other rookie lineman, Jared Kingston, playing right tackle. He was kind of like the third, fourth string right tackle rotating. But I was like, whoa, who is that? And I was like, that's not – and I was like, I had a double tech and, you know, asked some of the people around me, and I was just like, oh, what's happening here? Yeah, Jared Kingston. So it seems like they bumped him out to right tackle, the sixth-round rookie guard, but he's getting some tackle snaps. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. But I thought that was interesting. Also, the 49ers made an addition right before camp because Trent Williams holding out. They pivoted him to the did not report, so he doesn't count against the 91. They go sign wide receiver Malik Turner. That dude showed up and got like 50% of team snaps. It's almost like the 49ers are like, let's get this guy some snaps while, you know, we've got Pearsall and we've got Ayuk out. Let's see if he's going to make it. He knew the playbook, didn't have any major issues, didn't have any big plays either, though. So, like, that's kind of where he fits in it. But, like, number zero, that dude got a ridiculous amount of snaps. And I'm like, what's the plan here? That's somebody Brock feels comfortable with. All those things. Now, talking quarterbacks, it's really damn obvious Brock Purdy is really good. And so, like, okay, it's 11 on 11, offense versus defense, team, very similar to what you see in a game. There's no pads, so I'm not paying a lot of attention to offense and defensive line. When the pads come on, the shift goes to the attention goes to the trenches. But so I'm watching, you know, defensive rotations, linebacker fits, all that stuff. And the quarterbacks are rotating every few plays. So there's several times where I don't know who the quarterback is because I'm focused on a defensive player, Rodardo Green, Malik Mustafa, so on and so forth, right? But they snap the ball, I'm reading the defense, and I'm like, whoa, that ball just came out quick. And in those situations, it was like you look at the quarterback and it's like, oh, it's 13 back there. So, like, man, when Brock's quarterback, that ball is just coming out so quick, so quick. Josh Dobbs had a very bad day today. Looked lost a lot of times, missed a lot of reads, threw an interception. Just it's going to take him a little while to catch up. And then you get to Brandon Allen. Like, Brandon Allen looks the part. Not saying he's the best quarterback or quarterback controversy or anything like that. It's just Brandon Allen looked really, really good. Like, Kyle Shanahan, I guarantee you, is like, this is what I envisioned for Brandon Allen. It took him a while to get through. Last year didn't look great. He had command of the offense. And he throws a very pretty ball. Really, really does. So, yeah, good day for the quarterbacks. Tanner Mordecai got zero team snaps, to my knowledge. I didn't see him out there at all. So it was Purdy, got almost all the ones. And then you'd see Brandon Allen, then back to Purdy, then Josh Dobbs, then back to Purdy. That's kind of the way that it went. And just remember where we were last year. It was all, okay, who's getting quarterback one? Reps, where's Trey? Where's Sam? Oh, it's a Brock day off. You don't have any of that. Again, talking about just how the feel is different now versus this point last year, like, literally deep breath, less stress, the fans, the people that were there, the players, way less anxiety, way more confidence, way more competition. It's just different, and not better, not worse, different. How that translates, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but lots of positives. I got way too many notes right now. But I will say this. I'm excited about tonight. We got our Zoom hangout. I'm going to drive back now to, you know, East Bay area, put my notes, you know, down into the computer, kind of formulate a little bit more about this stuff. So tonight we do have our Zoom hangout, right? That's at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Go sign up to 49ersrush.com or our Patreon. This is the way to support the show. This is how I feed my family. And 7-day free trial. You got every single play, offense, defense, special teams for the past 3 years of the 49ers broken down. You want to learn football 101, that's there. We go through everything. And when the season starts, especially the preseason, trust me, you're going to want it. So come on, guys. I need your support. You guys have been the absolute best. It's going to be a fun year. But, yeah, it's going to be great. So, having said all those things, great day today. Didn't really see any injuries too bad. Did see Aaron Banks. I think he got his foot stepped on, kind of stepped off to the back and took off his helmet, looked a little upset. He always looks upset. It's funny. Aaron Banks and Samuel Womack just look pissed all the time. I don't think that they are pissed all the time. They just look that way. But two of my favorite players. So, anyway, that's going to do it for us here. And until next time, appreciate you guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save.